You're listening to CKUT. I'm Jules Bigel. Back to school is around the corner, and this year brings a new challenge. A recent report from the Quebec Federation of School Directors showed that 5,000 teaching positions across the province were still vacant ahead of the fall term. That's roughly three times last year's number. Those numbers are off-island, but there are hundreds of full and part-time positions going unfilled right here in Montreal, and the start of term is less than a week away. Quebec Education Minister Bernard Drainville has lowered teaching requirements to make up for the shortage. He's looking for one adult per classroom and says candidates don't need an education degree or even a bachelor's degree in order to qualify. Teachers' unions say this isn't fair to students or teachers. They want better conditions in the classroom and better pay to address post-COVID burnout. Today, we'll hear from one of those unions. Sébastien Joly is executive director of the Quebec Provincial Association of Teachers, which represents some 8,000 teachers in Quebec's English school boards. Sébastien, thanks so much for joining me today.
My pleasure.
Let's get straight to the issue. How bad exactly is the teacher shortage in Quebec? And what kind of stories are you hearing right now from educators in the province?
Well, it's not a new problem. It's a problem that was foreseeable for the government. Teacher unions and other educational stakeholders have advised the Quebec government to look into and address the situation a long time ago to prevent this from happening. And it's multifaceted, obviously, and it's not the same everywhere. It varies from region to region, from school board to school board, or service center to service center. In the English sector, it is problematic, but not as acute as it can be in the French sector. First of all, it's a problem of attraction and retention of personnel in the first place. So attraction, the profession is not attracting enough students. So when a student comes out of Cégep, has to pick a profession, will not, as much as was the case in the past, pick the field of education. And working conditions that have been deteriorating over the years is one of the reasons. Their salary, of course, you provide better salaries. It will attract candidates, but also improving the working conditions. And one of the main issues when it comes to working conditions that affects working conditions in the day-to-day of the teachers is the class composition.
Yeah, so why don't you tell me a little bit more about that? What is class composition?
Class composition is the types of students you have in your classroom. So if we wanted to go back 15 years ago or 20 years ago, and in the English sector, we have a high level of inclusion and integration of Chinese students in the regular classroom. So what we call the so-called regular classroom, previously 15, 20 years ago, we could have maybe five or six students with a range of difficulties or disabilities in the classroom with the IEPs, individual education plans. Now, what we're seeing in the past couple of years is more of a picture where you have 8, 10, 12 to 15 students with special needs in the classroom with a range of difficulties, a diversity of difficulties, with very little resources to help out and to help them succeed.
Yeah, I'm just going to jump in there. So why do you think that we've seen this change over the years? Why do you think the class composition has been changing so drastically over the years?
Well, there are probably a number of factors that explain that. First factor being that we've been more thorough in evaluating, assessing students early on and identifying their difficulties or their disabilities. And it seems to be that there are more students with special needs, more students with ADHD in a classroom. In the English network, we ran some surveys over the years about special needs and organizational services, and we're talking about more or less about 20, sometimes 25% of student body who has special needs.
Have you seen those increases more, that students need more assistance since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. I mean, we've seen sort of some teacher shortages, not just in Quebec, but in parts of Canada and the US. And I'm just curious in terms of what you've seen here in Quebec and what some of the differences are between the challenges we're facing in the province and more broadly in the sector as a whole.
Well, more broadly, you're right. I mean, it's not only a situation that pertains to Quebec. We are in contact on a regular basis with our partners from the rest of Canada as members of Canadian Teacher Federation. We are seeing that the shortage is in every province. We're seeing a devaluing of the teaching profession and a lack of valuing education in society in most provinces. We will start a campaign at the Canadian Teacher Federation to address the issue of attraction and retention in the coming year. So it is spreaded out. Now, the pandemic certainly had a major impact to exacerbate the situation. So with students accumulating delays during the pandemic, we're still playing catch up. A lot of students are not at level when they get to high school, for example. And that's an added pressure on school teams when it comes to achieving educational success.
Yeah, so there's clearly the obstacles that students are facing, right, and the impacts of the pandemic, as well as on educators, because we are facing a massive shortage in the province. There's been a lot of different, I guess, explanations that are around. Some people say this is post-COVID burnout. It's underinvestment in the sector. Others are blaming the seniority system, right? Saying that new teachers are being given the toughest classes. They're not wanting to stay in the profession. I guess, what do you make of the public discourse around the crisis in education in Quebec right now?
Well, I mean, you named a lot of factors that actually contribute to the situation and problematic. I would say most of these elements are accurate, but when, you know, the government is blaming the seniority system, I mean, it's not a reality that's very acute in the English sector. Usually the workloads that new teachers are when they're coming in, it's always challenging anyway. But there's kind of a balancing out in the English sector of the workloads. So this is not a huge factor. I mean, the main factor is the lack of support resources, specialized resources, adequate and sufficient resources, but also all the pressures that are added up on the shoulders of teachers over the years with a result-based management approach in education that doesn't work. And that was introduced, by the way, by François Legault when he was Minister of Education back in the early 2000s. So this philosophy or this approach to education doesn't work anywhere. The research shows it doesn't work, but certainly adds additional pressure for teachers and students to achieve educational success and to meet targets of success rates. All the while, you know, the class composition is not better. It's actually more challenging. And when we're talking about the shortage of teachers, one element that has to do with orientations taken by the current government, which was an electoral promise to actually increase the number of four-year-old kindergarten classes across the province, principals associations, teacher unions, other stakeholders have said to the government that you should probably put a hold on the expansion of four-year-old kindergarten because that causes an increase in terms of the needs for teachers and other resources. So not that we're opposed philosophically to expanding the four-year-old kindergarten, but currently with the shortage of teachers, it's not working. I mean, we don't have enough teachers to fulfill their positions, these positions, and often at times we have inexperienced or non-legally qualified teachers fulfilling those positions.
Yeah, so you mentioned the, a results-based approach that was introduced by François Legault, the four-year kindergarten expansion. What else has the CAQ government's approach to the sector been? What are you seeing from the provincial government in terms of, where their interests lie in terms of legislation and investment?
As an organization, we have participated to parliamentary commissions about Bill 40, where It was a move to abolish school boards as a structure. We certainly did not think that it was the main issue to address, but that was one of their priorities. And it did not bring about any positive results, as you can see. Now, there's a Bill 23 that was tabled earlier in the spring, in May. It's in the course of being adopted in the fall. And certainly, we have not seen any measure there that will help improving the situation. To the contrary, a lot of elements from this bill actually will contribute to either devalue the teaching profession, reduce the level of autonomy of teachers, which is a good portion of what you need to do in order to value the teachers as professionals. And we really don't see anything within this bill that will actually substantially improve the situation. We're talking about symbolic things rather than true meaningful measures in order to help out the teachers in the classroom. Now, we're currently in a round of provincial negotiations, renegotiating our contract. This is the opportunity for the government to really bring about meaningful measures in order to improve the teachers' workload, to alleviate the pressures on the teachers, and to help in adding additional resources to support the teachers and the students.
What, I guess, are you expecting from those negotiations? You expressed your displeasure with Bills 23 and 40, saying that the centralization of education under the minister was devaluing or disrespecting the work of teachers. Now, Education Minister Bernard Drainville has been under fire for saying that the goal is to just have one adult in every classroom, whether or not they're a qualified teacher. Yeah, I guess, what do you think of the government's response to the crisis so far, and what are you anticipating as negotiations continue?
Well, certainly in the short term, I guess he cannot say anything differently than what he's saying right now. He knows what the situation is. He has some data about the shortage of teachers. He knows that we cannot train teachers over a period of a weekend. That's the only thing I can say, is that as much as possible to get one adult per classroom, whether they're qualified or non-qualified, or have a high school diploma or a CEJAP or a bachelor's degree. I think school boards and service centers are doing their best to find the best possible person to be in the classroom to serve the students, because they understand that it represents added pressures on the school teams when people who are not qualified, who have not gone through the teacher training programs in university, who are not certified or inexperienced, are entering the classroom. They need support from their colleagues, from the administrators. So it does represent an added burden for the school teams in general. So when Minister Drainville is saying that that's his goal, I mean, his goal is that every position be filled by an adult, fair enough. At the same time, they continue on with the implementation of four-year-old kindergarten. They have not done anything meaningful in order to alleviate the pressures on the shoulders of teachers. And we are hoping that this current crisis will arise on the importance of reinvesting substantially in education. And, you know, like a lot of studies came out in the past few years from OECD or other organizations or professors from various universities in the field of education, whereby, and even economists, whereby they're talking about $1 invested in education will bring about $3 in the economy as a return. For too long, the governments have considered education as an expense. It is not an expense. It is an investment in the future, in our children, in our society, in our democracy. We've been looking at solutions for years and years. It's time for them to listen.
Yeah, so if you were speaking to the minister today, what kind of policies would you ask to be put in place? What kind of investments does the sector need right now?
Well, again, you know, the challenge of shortage of teachers is also spreading out to shortage of other kinds of personnel in the education sector. So there's no magic solution, but there's several measures that could be put into place in order to further attract teachers or students in teaching program. In other professions, for example, or other fields, sometimes, you know, in the business world, we're not in the business world, but, you know, they would probably suggest to pay tuition for student teachers, perhaps suggesting to pay them when they do their practicum, to offer to reimburse their student loans when they enter the profession, as long as they remain in the profession. So those are measures that, you know, we have not consulted our members about that, but I'm just throwing ideas out there. When it comes to the current round of negotiation, we need to examine properly all the proposals we have in our demand. We spend a full year consulting our members about various solutions, about what their needs are, and we have deposited the demand last October with the result that we received an offer from the government that does not really address any of our demands. So now it's time for the government to get serious and to sit down and to look at real solutions that would have a meaningful impact.
Yeah, on that note, you said that negotiations are ongoing. You haven't received the offer that you would like, the teachers would like from the government. How do you see this escalating further, right? There's a lot of public awareness right now over the crisis in education in Quebec. Do you see any interest or appetite in a strike among education workers, or just what's the kind of mood among the folks that you're talking to?
Certainly. I mean, the sentiment amongst teachers right now is that the government is not really listening to them, not really caring for the well-being of teachers, for the working conditions that they're doing their jobs every day in, and the will to really improve the situation. Obviously, no one within the education system, including teachers, wants to go on strike or wants to carry out heavy ways of negotiating, but it will likely come to it. A number of our local unions will have general assemblies in the fall, and because things are not moving at the table, and whether like we will have to go get strike mandates, it's very possible that the majority of our members will want to go that direction to get things to move. And certainly what we're seeing also is parents are more and more concerned with the quality of our education in Quebec in light of the situation of the shortage of teachers. And hopefully they will support, the public will support teachers and other education workers in this round of negotiation. We have seen what happened recently in Ontario. There was a huge public mobilization against some of the policies of the Ford government. Well, same thing should be happening here in Quebec. And we will need all to mobilize for the same cause, which is quality of education for our students.
That was Sébastien Joly, Executive Director of the Quebec Provincial Association of Teachers, which represents some 8,000 teachers in Quebec's English school boards. I'm Jules Bijal. Thanks for listening.